You know, I was very conscious of the fact she just saved my life.
Hello, dog people. Thank you for coming back to Rescued by a Dog, the podcast about dogs who have actually saved their owners' lives. I'm Laura, host of the podcast and author of the novel, Not Just a Dog. Today's episode is sponsored by Operation Good Boy, a veteran-owned and operated, military-grade dog gear and veterinary-formulated supplement company. If you believe your pup deserves the highest quality gear, supplements, and treats, check out OperationGoodBoy.com and use the coupon code RescuedByADog10 at checkout for 10% off your order. Now we're going to hear from Michael, whose six-month-old Cocker Spaniel, Honey, was his only hope for survival when his car flipped over into a ravine, trapping him inside.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Tell me, what is the name of the dog we're going to talk about today, and what did she look like?
Honey. It's a Cocker Spaniel that was 5 months old when I got her. She's red in color, and she was a purebred Cocker Spaniel. And I got her from the Marin Humane Society. She was being hidden there because the owner who had gotten her from a breeder got into an abusive situation with her boyfriend. And so she took the dog there to make sure that it was safe. And rather than putting it out in the public kennels, they kept it sort of hidden in the back so that if the boyfriend came in looking for it, it wasn't there.
Tell me what it was like when you first saw her, and how did you know that you needed to take her home?
I was taken into a private area, and Honey came running towards me and leaped into my arms and started licking my face. So that was pretty clear.
And you took her home that day?
Yes, I did.
So how was it adjusting when she got home?
Yeah, well, I was living on a ranch in Northern California in the town of Nicasio. And so, you know, she was only 5 months old. And so she couldn't, I remember she could not jump down the wall that surrounded the house. She could stand up on it, but it took her a month or so to get enough courage to take that leap down to the grass area.
So what was going on in your life when you got Honey?
Well, I had just had this heart attack and I was recovering from it, but I'm out there on 90 acres on the side of a mountain. And the people that I rented the house from, they told me, go get a dog. So that's how I went to the Humane Society, and we were on this ranch, and I had to have an appointment with my cardiac doctor, and so she went everywhere with me, and so we left for the appointment, and as I was backing out, and the house was up on top of a hill I think it was 90 acres. So very isolated. For whatever reason, she took a leap from the seat that she was in, the passenger seat, towards me as I was backing up. And I remember that sort of distracted me, and I backed close to the edge of this dirt road. And the next thing I knew, I felt the car beginning to tilt. And I knew that there were redwood trees all around me, but where it started to tilt was an area that didn't have a redwood tree. And so the next thing I knew, we rolled over 5 times down the embankment, And it was not a crashing sound. It was like rolling through brush. And I remember very vividly seeing honey in free form, not touching anything, and her paws out as we were spinning down the hill. But then we hit a ledge and landed on top of a tree that actually came through the top of the car, because we were upside down, and pierced through the roof and pinned at my legs to the steering column, and I was hanging upside down, and where I stayed from 12 o'clock one day until 7 that night, going in and out of consciousness. When I got to the bottom, and we were 50 feet down into a creek, and I was able to get my composure, the window next to me was broken open and had a hole in it. And so I grabbed Honey, put her head through the window, and hit her little fanny and said, "Go home, baby." I'd only had her 2 weeks. I wasn't afraid. I had calmed myself down. I think I had some nitroglycerin for the heart. And I do remember taking one of those to try to calm myself down. The other thing I did is I tried moving my legs, which I couldn't. That tree came through and lodged them next to that steering column with such severity that I had no feeling in the legs. But I would try moving the toes to try to keep some blood flow in there. I didn't know it at the time, but I had broken 3 or 4 ribs during this process of going down the hill. I did try honking the horn in an SOS pattern every half an hour or so, and that brought no one. Honey, when she had gone up to the next ranch, which was the owner's of the house that I was renting, and she was running frantically counterclockwise. So they got her and held her and found my tag on her. And they said, "Oh, Mike got a dog like we suggested." So they put the dog in their car and drove the relatively short distance, I would say 1/4 mile, from their house down to mine, opened the door, and Honey jumped out. But rather than going up to the house, she went to where we went off the edge and really just directed the person there. The next thing I remember, I heard a door slam, and I started screaming for all I could, "Help, help, help." And this woman's voice said, "Help? Who needs help?" And I said, "I do, down here." And I remember the gasp of her voice going when she saw the car upside down 50 feet down the embankment. But I'll never forget the hole that I put Honey through. He came down to that window and stuck his hand in, and my body was ice cold. It was October 31st, Halloween. I said, "All right, I want you to go in the house and use the landline not a cell phone, because a landline will put out a precise GPS location. And I told them to bring that I've gone down the hill at, I think, 12:30 in the afternoon, and that I've been hanging upside down ever since, and that I knew I needed the jaws of life to cut me out. And so she did that. She called the 911, told them that. And the next thing I knew, they had arrived, and they climbed down. Well, first, they secured the car so it wouldn't fall any further. And then they climbed down, and a gentleman got in the car with me and told me that he was the main person in the county for using the jaws of life, which he had, but it would take a while to get me out of there. I said, fine, just get me out. And because they had to cut off the steering column and drop that so my legs could become free. And they did that, and then put me on a sort of a firm piece of plastic that they use for hosting people up. And they strapped me in and put me in between the rings of a ladder and used that as a sled to pull me up the 50 feet up the hill, and then put me in an ambulance to take me down the hill to where there was a large area, open area, that was a horse field, and they had a waiting helicopter there. And they then took me to the Santa Rosa. They said, we're going to the Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital in Sonoma County, the next county up. And I said, why there? And I remember him saying very clearly, sir, with your injuries, you need a full ICU. And again, I think I was going in and out of consciousness because it didn't seem to take that long to get there. And I remember having that feeling like this is a MASH type of evacuation with the helicopter. Anyway, they took me up to Santa Rosa. Got me out of the helicopter, put me in an elevator down into a basement area. And as we were passing through this tunnel in the basement, a phone on the wall rang. Now it's like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night now or something, maybe 10. And the paramedic stopped and answered the call. And he says, yeah, I have Michael Bosch right here. And he turned to me and he says, you want to talk to the Marin Independent Journal, which is our local newspaper? And my first thought is, well, I guess I'm not so serious that they can't stop and let me talk to the newspaper. So I took the call, told them the story, and they hung up the phone and took me on into the ER and performed a ton of tests, MRIs and x-rays and CAT scans, you name it, $86,000 worth, in fact, of tests. And a doctor told me what was going on. And she said, miraculously, you didn't have one single puncture wound on your body. Otherwise, you would have bled to death hanging upside down for the 6 hours you were there. And they then sent me by ambulance to my main hospital here in Marin County. And the next thing I knew, they came in, they said, well, the good news is we have your dog, and it's here, and we're going to reunite you with the dog. They said, but would you mind having some television reporters here? I said, sure. So they brought them in, then brought in the dog, put it at the bottom of the bed, and she ran right up to my face, licking my face like crazy. I could almost feel her little heart beating next to mine. It was so sweet. You know, I was very conscious of the fact she just saved my life. So I was overjoyed. And they let the dog come every day I was there, but they would take the dog after she'd seen me into the cancer ward for kids that was next door and let her react with the little kids that were in the cancer ward, which was very moving. Then CNN came back the next day with a crew of three from LA and did an interview with me there in the hospital bed. And my wife was in Greece at that time because she's Greek, and her relatives were having dinner with CNN on in the background, and they heard Michael Bosch and turned and looked, and there I was laying in the hospital bed.
Did your wife find out about your accident from CNN?
Yes. Well, from the relatives that had seen it, and they called her and they said, oh my God, Michael's had an accident. He's in the hospital. And I think the first thing she said, how do you know? She said, we just saw him on CNN. And so she got the next flight back.
Was she a happy dog?
Oh my God. Happy was an understatement. If we go to the dog park or something, everyone would stop and say, is that Honey? You know.
If Honey were here and understood human English, what would you like to say to her?
I love you. But she knew and understood that when I said it. Yeah.